Just gone 2 o'clock.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 22, Johannesburg 21, Mbombela-Polokwane 25 grade.
No major issues on the roads. We do have some delays. Bedford View N3 North, slow-moving traffic on the ramp to the N12 East at Galulis, and four ways, Winnie Mandela Drive South, queuing traffic at Witkoppen Road.
Ons begin in KwaZulu-Natal, waar talle sterftes aangemeld is na 'n modderstorting in die suidwes van Durban. Verskeie ander huise en paaie is ook beskadig. Opruimingsoperasies is tans aan die gang. ALSL paramedicus, woordvoerder Gareth Jamieson.
Landslide crashed through a house, actually tore through the house, where it was believed that a family, mother, father and two children were inside. Fortunately, the children managed to escape. I can confirm that three bodies have been recovered at two separate incidents. In the first incident was a mother and father who have both been killed, and then a second incident, a male believed to be in his 30s.
'N aardbewing het vandag 'n gebied in Johannesburg getref. Dit volg na swaar reën oor dele van die provinsie die week. Inwoners van Vogvel is vanoggend wakker geraak deur die skudding. Geen sterftes is aangemeld nie. Die woordvoerder van die Raad van Geowetenskappe, Matlatsi Mononela.
The Council for Geoscience can confirm that an earthquake occurred this morning just after 9 o'clock in Forgeville in the west rand of Johannesburg. The epicenter was located northwest of Forgeville.
Salim Simanga, die leier van die DEA in Gauteng, sê die provinsie se misdaadvoorkomingsbeamptes is nie opgelei om misdaad aan te pak nie. Simanga het tydens wat hy noem die ware staat van Gauteng beloftes gelys wat hy beweer premier Panyasi Lesufi nie nagekom het nie. Sy opmerkings kom voor Lesufi se staatsrede maandag.
We will make sure that there is better training, better recruitment, better vetting and better training and deployment of these people than going forward. This is what the DA will do, as the Western Cape has already done and have shown that it is very much possible.
Die Kaapse Wynland Distriksmunisipaliteit se brandveerdienste is steeds besig om 'n veldbrand in Wellington te bestry. Die munisipaliteit se woordvoerder Jan Otto sê die brandlyne bo Rooshoek en Oaklands Farm het deur die nag probleme veroorsaak. Sy voeg by dat spanne egter skade aan eiendom kon voorkom.
The wind subsided during the evening, making for improved firefighting conditions. However, the fire continues to burn out of control. The weather services predict a change in the wind direction, which together with the high temperatures is cause for concern, as this increases the likelihood of flare-ups. Once it is light, planning for the deployment of resources and crews will take place.
Nog nie sê die buiteland, die Demokratiese Republiek van die Kongo vra die Verenigde Nasies se Veiligheidsraad om sanksies in te stel teen politieke besluitnemers en bevelvoerders van die Rwandese weermag. Dit kom terwyl die M23 groep vordering maak in sekere sones in die oostelike dele van die land nadat hulle Goma en Bukavu ingeneem het. Ek is Chanel September terug met meer nuus in Engels om 3 uur.
30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready
on Jacaranda FM.
Losing my mind, overshadowed.